Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Behold in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. You know, it would be almost impossible to talk about faith and not talk about Paul, who wrote closely two-thirds of the New Testament and is our earthly example in the Bible, of course, setting Jesus aside as our supreme example so that we can see what a human like us can attain to be in Christ. Now remember, all things that pertain to wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. You can see that in Colossians 2 and 3. That is because Jesus Christ is our all and in all. He is our life. You know, Paul tells us in Colossians 1, 26 and 27 that even the mystery hath been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what his riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Paul knew about these treasures, my friend, all too well, that are hidden in Christ. All along his life, in troubles, in trials, in nakedness, in the deep, in perils, he knew, as in all lives of believers, there's going to be challenges to our faith. Some of these challenges will be outward situations, but the most subtle challenges will come from ourselves, and perhaps the greatest temptation is to fall back on our own works or lack thereof. We could, as the Gentiles, stray from faith that is solely in Christ and begin to live before God on the basis of something that we think that we are, or worse, totally leave God forever. Oh, please do not tell me this cannot happen to a Christian. I have seen too many Christians walk away from the Lord. Now, you know, we may not recognize it, but two, it is a self-religion, self-righteousness that causes this. And the longer we go into the strength of our self-righteousness, all along the way, the work that we have allowed God to do in our lives is lost, until at some point we are empty of this desire to walk with the Lord in our lives. And we just plainly just walk away from Him, backwards toward the things of the world. And if we never stop our backward slide, then we will wake up one morning, believe it or not, arriving in hell. You know, that is not God's intention for our lives. Oh, no. The Pharisees are ones who are self-righteous. Let me say that again. People that are pharisaical, the Pharisees, are ones that are self-righteous because they believe they are righteous through their own good works. Boy, does that sound familiar today? But those who stumble over their own sins are ever bit as self-righteous. It is just that they are striving to achieve it and failing. And why? Well, both are unbelief. We continue to try to keep right with God based on something about ourselves because we have not, repeat, not seen the truth about ourselves. And how do we do that? Well, we allow God to take us through a wilderness, through tough times, through difficulties, as Paul did, and expose us to the truth about ourselves. Not what we want to be or who we think we are, but who we really are. And then if we do that, we will no longer have ourselves in the picture. And why? Our faith will be solely in Christ. Let me say that again. Our faith will be solely in Christ. Our faith solely in Christ is so vital that Paul said that it is the key to everything else in our Christian experience. In Philippians 3, 8 through 11, Paul tells us, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things. Now, the Bible says all things, that means all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Wow, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, found in Christ, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law or the flesh, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Philippians 3:8-11. If you read these verses from Philippians, you will find that when Paul spoke of losing all things, he was not talking about material things like cars and houses and all of that crazy stuff. Rather, he is talking about all of the aspects of self-righteousness that he had accrued to himself as a Pharisee. In fact, this passage in Philippians 3 is a description of Paul losing his own life to Christ Jesus. Paul had to lose, he had to renounce and relinquish his self-righteousness, as we all do. He had to bring under the cross every part of himself that might have otherwise used to stand before God. He did this because God showed him, because Paul allowed God to show him, but God showed him the truth about himself. My friend, self-righteousness is sin. Let me say that again. Self-righteousness is sin. It is unbelief. It is contrary to Christ. And like Paul, for many professing Christians, it is the greatest manifestation of the self-life that is operating in us. My friend, did you know that every person has a particular manifestation of self-ownership? Not that there is just one, for it is the spirit that governs humanity, but usually there is one or two that characterizes it that are more prominent. For Paul, it was self-righteousness. Wow. How many realize that self-righteousness is self-ownership? Let me say that again. Self-righteousness is self-ownership. Howbeit in a religious or really in any way. Again, it is sin and unbelief, and it is contrary to faith that is solely in Christ. You know, not too many Christians want to lose. The nominal church tells us members, you're a winner, freedom, liberty, and all of that. Well, that's not what Paul said, you know, in Philippians 3:8-11. In verse 10, Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now, that does not sound like a lot of winning to me, my friend. Oh, no. It sounds like a lot of dying, a lot of losing his life so that he can find the life that is in Christ Jesus, that is hidden in him. Resurrection, suffering, death. Well, it's, you know, What is the nominal church teaching today if they're talking about freedom and liberty? Well, they're teaching what Paul is not teaching here. These, my friend, the death, the suffering, are the hallmarks of a mature man or woman of God who has been, you know, grown in God in some ways. Men and women who have went through things like Paul went through now can speak of such things as suffering and resurrection and death before anything else. You know, to only dead people are resurrected from the dead. Only dead people are resurrected. Amen. To know the suffering and power of God like Paul, we must die to ourselves and to the love of this world and the things in the world. John 2:15. What things? Well, turn on your one-eyed monster, we call the TV or the computer or your cell phone, and watch the world come parading by your eyes and ears. Oh, no. Oh, no. We must be that corn of wheat in John 12:24 and fall into the ground and die so that we can be raised in newness of life, so that we can experience that resurrection power. Well, unless we die and fall into the ground, then we'll never, ever be able to experience the resurrection power of God. You know, there is no other way for us to experience the things that God has for us to be in Christ, and that is for us to fall into the ground and die and lose our self-life, lose our self-ownership, so God can take us into his ownership. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week. And we will look at more We have a couple more sessions looking at the applications of faith, and then we'll move on to a different topic. But I just hope that this teaching is helping you and encouraging you and developing you more into the character and the image of our wonderful Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.